to the Simpsons Mixtape Halloween Special.
No, that kind of...
It just sounded like a bunch of E's.
Yeah.
Yeah. Satan.
If you said that's just what Satan does.
He just says he just, Satan. He says his own name.
Satan.
Welcome.
That was a very Flanders way of saying Satan.
It was did. Satan.
Welcome back to Simpsons Mixtape. This is episode 2, and this is 2 days before Halloween. Right? 2 days?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
It's on Friday. This is Wednesday.
2 days before Halloween, so we will be watching only Treehouse of Horrors for this one, and we will be doing what we always do, which is starting off in the golden era of the 1 through 10.
And by when you say always, you mean that one time we did
that
it.
That one other time right. that we did it? Yeah, exactly. And then we will be, for the second one, we will be venturing into the Danger Zone. And as you will remember, our most loyal fans out there, and I will say that neither Aaron or Warren has actually listened to the first one yet.
I don't remember doing it.
We did it.
I don't care for any of this.
I forgot what I was saying. What was I saying?
Well, I think that, first 10 seasons we're going to pick from.
Oh, right.
We still do not have access to the Simpsons World app, so we're going to do
No, we do.
We do?
We will now be venturing into the true danger zone.
Okay, cool.
We will be watching Treehouses of Horror up and beyond, up away.
This is going
from,
really, really well.
Oh man, I'm not even. I've had two drinks of wine. We'll be basically venturing into the danger zone. You get it. So before we get started, I just wanted to quickly mention that we actually Warren and I. We're just in the Woohoo Simpsons Trivia Halloween Costume Contest,
yep.
And neither one of us won anything.
So fuck the.
So make sure to go. You won't see Warren and Sam there anymore.
Yeah.
Right.
No, it was really cool. I was disappointed because I didn't get to go because I was opening the show that I talked about last time, which you guys all came to see.
Thank you again for that. That was really amazing.
That was amazing that you turned out for that, especially since we haven't even put it online.
We haven't even posted it yet, yeah. So that's some loyalty right there.
But no, I really wanted to go. The pictures are amazing. If you get the chance, go on Woohoo Classic Simpsons Trivia Facebook page and look at the amazing pictures of the hilarious costume contest that transpired.
Mm-hmm. It's been reposted and whatnot on Imgur, and
Bill Oakley tweeted about it,
yeah.
Or at least tweeted "Oh, yeah, good job, guys." Or his assistant, something like that.
Yeah. Just a bot.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's on Reddit. Had like a, a subreddit.
Reddit had
a
thing, and then Neil, who hosts it, he actually got he had a comment from Hank Azaria, which was pretty amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Because he sang Can I Borrow a Feeling? Because he was dressed as Kirk Van Houten. So it was actually pretty spectacular.
Yeah,
Warren was actually the one who was dressed. If you can look it up online, too, just look up Chicago Woohoo Simpsons Trivia Contest. Any combination of those words probably would work. Warren was the one who dressed up as the guy who couldn't get rid of a box of naked Whoopi Goldberg photos.
Which is in a Halloween episode.
Yeah, my favorite episode. So yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's one of the meanest jokes.
right.
We were talking about that, and they don't even have a beef with her at all.
No,
like,
no.
She
just,
never did anything to them.
As far as I know. But she had it coming for some reason.
And Warren's costume was pretty fantastic because it looked very normal, but he also actually had edited nude pictures of Whoopi Goldberg in the box. So that was fantastic.
I actually never asked you, Warren, but whose bodies were they?
It was just random porn. it took me.
Yeah, but what did you look up? How did you get to those naked?
Just naked ladies. I think I typed into Google.
Did you Google? No, come on, be honest. You Googled naked black ladies.
Why do we have to make it?
Did you first just see if there were any naked Whoopi Goldberg photos just to save you some time?
Why would I want to do that to myself?
The website holding them would have thrown itself away.
Google when you Googled it, Google was like, are you serious? That was the entry. You don't want that. That's not a thing anyone wants. Sam, what did you go as?
And I went as George Bush with a glued-on rainbow wig. not from a Treehouse of Horror episode. And that was when he was giving his speech to the Elks Club. And he asked the question, which was great. I love doing this at the Simpsons trivia thing because the whole crowd, they go for it.
They go
it was
crazy,
really great.
Yeah.
So I did the line, which is now, I will now answer any questions you may have. And then everyone in the crowd shot their hands up. And then I said, keeping in mind, I've already explained about my hair.
That's awesome. You didn't tell me that happened.
Oh, yeah. And then everybody's hands slowly went down. It was incredible. I think there was even the correct murmuring. I started saying,
you don't have to prompt these people at all. Like, they're all over it.
It's incredible.
It, yeah.
That's great. And then you had the CIA thing.
And then
too,
I made
right?
a little CIA. I made out of floss and aluminum foil. I made a CIA wristwatch where you could like pull the string out, but it was floss, so I could only really do it once. And then I had to like chew it off, and then basically I took it all off right after the costume contest was over too.
I was going to go as something I never thought of because I, you know, knew I wasn't going to be there. It was going to be really good, though. Like,
wow.
I never thought of it. I never came up with anything.
Yeah.
But it was going to be good.
Yeah, yeah. People were to have been talking about it.
Yeah, they totally would have been talking about it.
And actually, I thought of one that I might try to do next year. And I looked it up, and there's even some art online, but I looked up Purple Monkey Dishwasher.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
And there is a surprising amount of fan art of just...
A Purple Monkey Dishwasher.
Of Purple Monkey Dishwasher creatures. Yeah. And some of the good ones are pretty good. So I
want to give props to the guy who won. I don't know what his name was, but the guy who won did a really cool rendition of when Bart is a kid. I guess he is a kid. When Bart is like a baby, mm-hmm. he has the bed, the clown bed, mm-hmm. and the guy went as the clown bed, mm-hmm. and it's the, if you should die before you wake.
And it was extra creepy because the guy who made, the costume didn't allow eye holes. The guy had to be like led up on stage by actually somebody who was wearing a costume, but it wasn't a Simpsons costume. Do you remember that, Warren?
He was wearing a
bee outfit. No, that was the guy who was taking pictures.
Yeah, I don't remember.
He had something on, and I remember looking and being like, wait, is this a dual thing? But it wasn't. It was just, he was just the guy in the clown mask couldn't see anything. And he had this dark hooded, you can't see a through anything mask on for a while, which made it that much scarier.
Yeah.
It was fantastic. Anyway, all right, I think we've bullshitted long enough.
Right, cool. Okay, so we've already gone into the random number generator for 1 through... I guess we're doing 1 through 12 for the mm-hmm. regular ones, right? Mm-hmm. So, Warren...
What am I thinking? We need to do the thing.
Well, yeah, let's
oh yeah, okay.
Do
let's
this
find
first.
It. Okay.
What number did we come up with, Warren, for the random number generator 1 through 12?
We are doing season 3.
Season
so that would
three.
Be
so that would be a Treehouse of Horror 2.
Yeah, it's always off.
And is that that's King Homer?
No, that's 3.
No, that's
Monkey's
Paw. Monkey Paw.
Oh,
which has some great stuff.
Oh my God, that's a great. Yeah. That's good. Okay, great.
Great. And Sam, you want to introduce your game?
My. You were gonna say stupid game, weren't you?
I do neither confirm nor deny the use of the word stupid.
Stupid games need the most attention.
Yeah!
That's what we need more of on this.
Yes, this is true. Sorry, I didn't jump on that right away.
Okay. So this is how the game works. I'm going to say a quote from a character on one of the Treehouses of Horror, but I'm going to say it as another character on another of Treehouse of Horror.
If you hadn't stuttered, maybe this would sound great.
Okay, so basically, I'm going to be doing a voice impression of one of the characters from a Treehouse of Horror, but I'm not going to be saying anything that character said. I'm going to be saying something that another character said, and you two are going to have to guess both
of the characters.
Right.
And they're both from Treehouse of Horror, not necessarily the same episode.
Right, not necessarily the same one. Okay, so here we go. Ready?
This is going to catch on. This is going to be a big party game.
Oh, boy.
This
get ready.
And, like, some sort of designer drug. Kids will be, like, going nuts with this in a warehouse somewhere.
All right, hit us with it, Sam.
Okay, all right. Ready? Here we go. As overlord, all will kneel trembling before me and obey my brutal commands and communication.
All right. Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to watch Treehouse of Horror 2, and we'll come back and we'll make some guesses, and then Sam will tell us that we're wrong. And let's find out what he really did.
That they're not even close, and it's an impossible game.
All right, let's do this. Treehouse of Horror 2.
Here we go.
House of Horror 2.
Yep.
That is a really, really good episode. I think I don't give that one as much credit as it deserves.
Yeah,
let's talk about it in a second. Okay, Sam, do the thing again.
Okay, all right, so we're going to do this thing again. All right, this is one character saying another character's lines, both from Treehouse of Horrors, not necessarily the same one. As Overlord... shit, my phone just... Okay,
I don't know
go.
That quote at all.
Yeah.
You know, when they said shit, that one character?
That doesn't classic. Seem right.
Maggie's first word.
Elizabeth Taylor.
Okay. As Overlord, all will kneel trembling before me and obey my brutal commands and communication.
Okay, so I can't think of the quote, but I'm going to say Sherman. Is the character's voice that you're doing.
Okay.
I don't know the quote, though.
Yeah, I would assume, like, it's a King or Kodos just from, like...
Right, yeah.
So, yeah, that's the only thing I can, like, think of.
Well, it is Sherman, so well done.
I almost guessed just now. I was like, oh, wait, it's that... No, that's Nibbler from Futurama. In communication.
Nothing alike, Aaron. Jesus Christ.
Okay, so
that is actually... I think it's not Kodos, but Kang. Because Kang was Clinton.
Yeah.
I took away the first part, which was, I am Clinton. As Overlord, all will kneel trembling before me and obey my brutal commands. And then he crosses his arms and he says, end communication.
Cool.
So there you go.
Nicely done.
Yeah, you're both wrong, and that makes me happy.
Okay, so Treehouse of Horror 2. Yeah, like I was saying, this episode has one of my favorite jokes of all time, which I'm sure many of them have. But it's the when he calls Mo, when Bart calls Mo in the episode that's based off of the Twilight Zone episode where the kid can run the world, basically the hey everybody, I'm a stupid moron with an ugly face and my butt
and a big butt and my butt smells
and I like to kiss my own butt.
Right.
That just makes me lose every time.
I love the fact that they did that joke, and that wasn't like they had been doing that joke for years and years and years and years.
Yeah.
They'd been doing it for a while.
Yeah.
That certainly wasn't...
Partway in season two, probably.
Probably a good season and a half of... Because the first one was truncated,
right.
You know, but yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it was such a self-referential joke, mm-hmm. making fun of the fact that they do that. And then after that, they actually ended up doing some of the best Bart calling Mo pranks ever, like Hugh Jazz.
Yeah, Amanda hug and kiss.
Amanda, uh-huh. Yeah, like that was after this one.
And then he goes
I always forget.
I
always feel
him,
like,
yeah,
I always forget. I always feel like this one is actually
later
way
than
at
it
the
is.
End.
Yeah.
But there's, it's crazy.
In the file of things I still to this day say in regular conversation, and the first one, the monkey's paw, when Bart says, Bart sees the guy do the weird, you know, trick with his body and walk around on all fours and whatnot, and Bart says, I can do that, but I don't wanna. I say that in regular conversation just about something that's like somebody's really good at piano or something. I'll just say, I can do that, but I don't wanna.
That was awesome.
I feel like this episode in particular, I remember seeing it when it came on, it's probably 15 or 16, that I think this really is one of those episodes that cemented The Simpsons for me as like a show that I'm always gonna watch, because at that age, like, you're reading, like, Monkey's Paw in, like, English class. And I used to watch, like, tons of Twilight Zone as, like, a little kid. So, like, when The Simpsons is doing the one that... I'd say that one probably freaked me out the most as a kid, where the kid has, like, the mind powers.
And
he actually does turn his dad into, like, the jack-in-the-box.
Yeah.
Show, like, the silhouette.
I saw that episode somewhat recently, probably in the last year or two.
Oh, yeah.
And it's upsetting. Like...
I
remember thinking that the jack-in-the-box thing was something that The Simpsons did.
Oh, no,
like,
yeah.
Oh, you know, like, oh, they probably changed him into something in the Twilight Zone episode. But then watching it in the episode. It's just like a silhouette.
Yeah.
And and it's really upsetting. The whole episode is really good.
And they remade that in Twilight Zone, the movie, and like the kid sends them in the television and all that, which I think Simpsons did that later in a Treehouse of Horror.
Oh, wait a minute.
Where Bart and Lisa go into the television, right?
And do you know who's in that part of the Twilight Zone? Nancy Cartwright.
No way, really?
Yes. Oh, okay. I just remembered that. Holy crap. And also, I might totally be wrong. That's not... But I think that that's true, actually.
Okay. Like as a little girl?
She's playing like a...
Or no, in the movie. I'm sorry.
Wait
in the
a
movie.
Minute. Now I need to look it up. Okay. But I know, I think... God, I feel like she was... In that she was like a part of, she was a member of the family.
Could be. I haven't seen it forever. Yeah.
Wow. So there's that one. There's Monkey's Paw, which is great.
And then the grafted head. Yeah.
And then the grafted head. The recurring. I really love the line that comes back up, or at least a version of the line. The well, what do you know, Smithers? I owe you a Coke. Because he does that in The Shining.
Yep.
As well.
Yeah.
And I was saying that the wraparounds are very interesting because. I miss the wraparounds. Like, I...
Yeah.
I understand.
I miss the quality of Treehouse.
Yeah, well, obviously. There were still some really good ones after they'd gotten rid of the wraparounds.
Oh, totally. Yeah.
So I can totally understand the lack of wraparounds now. Like, I understand that there are more commercials nowadays.
You call them wraparounds? You made that up?
No, it's a real thing.
Really?
Yeah, I think they'll call them wraparounds.
Like a wraparound?
I guess so, yeah.
No, yeah. The end scenes. Yeah, they call them wraparounds.
That's actually what I call tortillas. So.
Are you sure a wraparound isn't what you do to a guy when he's facing away from you? And
now that's what I call a tortilla.
Continue. Finish your
part. So with what... I'm pretty damn sure it's called a wraparound. I miss them. I miss them, but I can understand why they don't need them anymore. You know, like, there are some really good ones in like, probably 3-4 seasons after they stopped doing them that are quite good. Yeah. But I thought it was funny, and I was saying earlier, that the wraparounds at the beginning of the series seem to be because, oh, we want to show you the real world. You know, we'll show you the real world, and they'll be telling the stories, or they'll be having dreams, to put it in the real canon or whatever the Simpsons.
Mm-hmm.
But this episode was the second Treehouse of Horror, and they like ruined it at the end in a good way, in a funny way, by saying next week on the Simpsons.
Yeah, and I was thinking that's not the first time they've done that either, where they've done the like, wow, things really wrap themselves up nicely, like with Flanders, and I think it was the one where Flanders and Homer were friends.
Yeah.
And then at the end, it's like, you know what, Lisa, I've noticed that every week we get into some kind of adventure, but then things always go back to normal at the end.
Well, and that's after that. That's after this episode. That's well after this episode.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's true. So, yeah, so they just kind of, like, play with that again.
Right.
Like, kind of playing with the whole, late, like, next week on The Simpsons.
And they also played with themselves, as it were. With
they gave themselves a wraparound.
When they're talking about with the Monkey's Paw one, where they're talking about Simpsons Calypso and sick of the Simpsons. That seemed to be very big commentary on just the fact that they were everywhere at that point.
Yeah,
I was really amazed back then. They spiked so fast in their popularity.
Yeah,
that most things that do that then within a year and a half are just. They're gone.
Yeah.
Right.
And I feel like The Simpsons, like, had such, like, solid comedy to it. Where it's
yeah,
that's fine. We're no longer, like, a merchandising juggernaut.
Yeah.
But we're, like, an awesome TV show.
Right.
Like, yeah.
And they kept constantly challenging themselves. I remember reading one time that they had talked about shifting the focus from Bart to Homer.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Where, like,
Which happened relatively quickly.
Yeah, relatively. I feel like by season 4, it was pretty much...
Even before that, I think. Maybe even...
Maybe 3.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it was definitely, like, in the beginning, it was, like, Bart... Mania. It was part, you know, like the whole like Bart on a T-shirt thing was definitely referencing the whole thing.
Hi, man.
Right. Get a mammogram, man. I was right.
Did you find it?
Nancy Cartwright was in the Twilight Zone movie in 1983.
Yeah.
Well before The Simpsons.
Wow, that's amazing.
So they
in the same segment.
She played Ethel in the segment where the boy.
In that segment.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah, right. Can we end the podcast right there because I was totally right.
Go out on top.
Feels good.
Okay, any more about the second one?
I just wanted to note that the costumes that that they were wearing were pretty cool. Warren, you said that
it's animation.
Right. Yeah, but the animators still had to go find those costumes somewhere.
No, I don't think you understand animation.
But Marge had like a streak in her hair, so she was kind of like a reference to Bride of Frankenstein. Lisa was a totem pole of the Native Americans of the Pacific Northwest. Bart was an executioner, and apparently Maggie was a Charlie Brown witch.
It's like the Lucy mask she wears in The Great Pumpkin.
I don't think I've ever seen The Great Pumpkin, actually.
Are you serious?
No, I've never seen
it. Okay, our next episode is going to be The Great Pumpkin. It's The Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown.
So let's start a podcast about that.
This is just going to open so many weird doors.
I think that's it. The Gilded Truffle was featured in this one.
Yeah.
I noted that that the things that Homer gets busted for when he's getting back on the plane were cigarettes, a mug, a camel piggy bank, and a bumper sticker that all pretty much said, like, I love Morocco, that kind of stuff.
It also has a lot of my favorite jokes are right in the beginning of that where he says, it was in that store right over there.
Yeah.
It's gone. Oh, no, wait. It was over there. You'll be sorry.
Yeah. And also we saw some, as the people are being herded away by the aliens who are conquering them with slingshots and whatnot, we see some classic Simpsons stores. And one that I hadn't seen was the Horseradishery. That was pretty great. And then also we see Rags. I think it was Rags for Less. It was called. And I feel like, isn't that a mall store later on?
I don't know. I definitely
Maybe
saw...
Maybe it's Gum for Less.
I definitely saw Nearly Painless Dentistry in this episode.
Yeah.
And also, it was one of the first instances I can remember of The Simpsons using the long joke, the letting it sit for a while, and then it becomes funny again with Kang and Kodos laughing.
Because
they use that of just the laughing that just goes on too long. And now it doesn't feel too long because of like Family Guy's chicken fight and stuff. It was them starting to do the long joke. Yeah.
And I'd like to say that when Aaron saw Kang and Kodos, his response to that was, oh, wow, this is the first time that they've used Kang and Kodos for a second time.
That was true. I did say that exact sentence. Okay. All right. Okay. So... What's our next?
Let's see. Let's hit the random number generator.
Are we done? Wait, no. I had a few more. Wait. One or two. Lisa offers. Lisa says that Homer could do something that required him to know how to work an ultrasonic lithotripter.
And did you look up what that
I did not look up what that is.
That's gotta be fake.
Yeah. I will. I don't know.
We'll look it up.
Chromatograph is a real thing.
I know. I used to use one. I know that's real.
That's probably true. Oh, and you didn't use an ultrasonic lithotripter? What kind of a chemist were you? Jesus. No wonder they fired you?
Question mark? What else? What's the next season?
The next
season
thing will be 11.
11, so we'll have season 10.
No, season 11.
Oh, season 11.
So it'll be Treehouse 10.
Oh, okay, Treehouse 10. All right, cool.
See how that works?
Yeah, not...
Oh, Treehouse
it's confusing.
10. Oh, sweet. We're jumping way ahead.
Sweet, good deal. Okay, so it's my turn to do
your turn? Okay.
I feel kind of silly now that... I don't know. It's similar to what you did. Let me see what... Shit, I
can't. Sherman doing Bill Clinton.
Oh, you're right.
Kang. Easy.
Quiet you. All right, once again, that's quiet you. All right, and now we'll watch
Up.
Okay.
An ultrasonic lithotripter is a real thing. But my phone's being really slow, and it won't let me know what it really is.
Okay, we'll find out what it is, and we'll report back.
It's something probably with dirt. That's going to be my guess, because of litho.
Since it's, and it's a gravedigger.
Oh, that's true, yeah.
Maybe it wasn't real.
Treehouse of Horror 10, right? 10?
10.
All right, 10, let's do it.
All right, here we go.
That was a good one.
That was really, really great.
Really good. The first time we watched it, podcast episode.
Last podcast. We've already
We've already watched that one.
We didn't actually watch it. We realized it as we...
Fucking number generator.
I can't believe that happened on our second podcast.
Who's been screwing with this thing?
Okay, Warren, let's do another one.
All right.
Give us a new season.
Let's see. So it'll be 7.
7.
Yeah. Okay.
Awesome. So that will be Treehouse of Horror 6.
Is that 3D Homer?
I think it is.
I feel like that's 3D Homer.
Cool.
Yeah. Ooh, sweet.
I think it might be. We'll find out momentarily.
Right after this.
Word from our sponsor.
When we want. Well, word what? From our... No one's sponsoring us.
Let's just watch the fucking... Alright.
And we're back.
Back to House of Horror. What?
7.
7.
Yeah.
Aaron fell asleep.
So. I did. I was just looking at my phone the whole time.
That's pretty much true, actually.
It's partially looking up Wikipedia stuff.
Okay,
so I'll do my thing again.
Okay, great.
All right, here's my impression with the... Okay, whatever. Quiet you.
Well, I know who said it.
Okay.
That's Mr. Peabody.
It's, yeah,
that's
true. That's
yeah,
saying.
And that was...
Mr.
Yeah,
Peabody.
Yeah. It's not the best impression in the world.
Do the impression again.
Quiet you.
Can you...
Quiet.
Can I ask for you to do the impression of something that that person said?
Sure.
Can I ask you to do the impression better?
I'm trying to think about something he said. Life with the Simpsons.
Oh, the Bad Dream House.
Yeah.
Bad Dream House.
James Earl Jones. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's
as the Bad
a
Dream
good
House.
One.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Or as, I mean, he also does...
Leave me alone.
Leave me alone. He also does the voice of one of the aliens in that one, too. It's not Kangar Kodos.
Oh, that's
like,
he does one whose name, to pronounce correctly, you would have to pull out your tongue.
Exactly.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Okay, great. So we watched this treehouse. This had the Attack of the 50-Foot Eyesores.
Mm-hmm.
Paul Anka guest starring. It had... Nightmare on Evergreen Terrace.
Which
and,
is so good.
Mm-hmm, and Homer, I don't know how you say this.
Homer the third.
Homer
Cubed.
Cubed.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is that, not
is
Homer
that what,
to the third power or anything like that?
That's the same thing. Yeah, yeah.
But like, I wonder if there is an actual like way that people say, I mean, when you write it.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I've wondered about that with like supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Like, are you supposed to say the dough?
Well, like if you see it in like in your... on your cable when you pull up info,
it says,
it'll be like to be announced or something like that.
It doesn't,
it doesn't
even
say. Try.
It's like the guy that was typing it was like, I don't know how the fuck to write this.
So during the marathon,
why are we doing this on my keyboard?
Too. And like, so now anytime it pops up like Simpsons to be announced, like, oh, it's
right, shit, right. It's the one that they didn't bother to try and write down.
I would say that Nightmare on Evergreen Terrace is one of the best. Treehouse of Horror segments that they've ever done.
It's pretty good.
There's so many good jokes.
It's got a lot.
Yeah.
It's got pretty much everything.
It has
got great comedy.
Stupid Smarch weather.
Yeah,
which was great.
It's got some creepy, creepy moments in it.
Yeah, totally.
It's got Skeleton Willy, which I still think would make a really good Halloween costume.
Yeah. It's got them wheeling Martin into the kindergarten.
Yeah.
Not into the kindergarten. I totally agree. Yeah, that one was super, super creepy. Mm-hmm. Also, before I forget, I would just like to say, we figured out on the way that what an ultrasonic lithotripter is.
Oh, right.
Mm-hmm. An ultrasonic lithotripter is something that breaks up kidney stones in someone's, kidney.
Yeah, it's like a wand thing, I think. So yeah,
right.
Yeah.
And someone that Warren and I have worked with just recently had this surgery where they used sonic waves to break up like these you know calcified kidney stones. So I just thought that was really cool.
And we used a gas chromatograph to test
that can't be right.
No, because it has to be a volatile substance to test on a gas chromatograph.
You're fired again. You're fired.
And
so many times.
I've driven a car not unlike the Simpsons car. In
it's
that it has
on,
four tires.
Okay, great. So, Warren, what is the Van Allen belt? Because they talk about that in the first one.
Oh yeah, it's just basically the radiation belt that surrounds the Earth, and it's donut shaped. That's what's funny about it.
Yeah,
like
that's
amazing.
They actually they were accurate. The monsters. Yeah.
That's
yeah.
incredible. They say that on the radio. They say from Tacoma to Vladivostok, there's a ionic disturbance in the vicinity of the Van Allen belt. Oh yeah, we looked up. So there was one monster in this one that I actually never knew, and we looked up what it was like a thing that I always thought was like a beret, it was like a French beret, but it's not. I didn't write it down.
Oh, it's a tam o'shanter.
Tam o'shanter. Which is a what is a Scottish military?
Yeah, it's like the little beret thing. And I when looking it up, I found out I guess it's a poem as well that the hat's named after. So Tom O'Shanter. Somebody's probably what listening to sound like, yeah, no shit. But
yeah, well, you know what? Fuck you, buddy. All right? What are you doing listening to us anyway? We haven't even posted this yet.
No, but when they're listening to it, it will have been posted.
How are they listening to it now? We're saying it.
Yeah, when they listen to it, like, the rage will be all out of this. So this will be long.
We won't even remember. You're mad about that? We said that like 3 weeks ago. I like that Homer Cubed is totally it was a gimmick episode or it was a gimmick segment like yeah. Oh we get to use animation different animation that we haven't before, but it's still hilarious. I love that they could do that back then, is that they wanted to do something interesting, and it was like, oh, okay, you're just doing it because it's weird, but they still made it very funny.
Yeah, and they also like kind of commented on the fact that it was a little gimmicky,
right?
Yeah. Just by him just being like, oh man, this place looks expensive,
right?
And then he just sits there and does nothing for like for like 5 seconds.
I the last thing I googled on my phone is erotic cakes, to see. Oh no, never mind. It was Max Weinberg. I wanted to see if erotic cakes are a real thing, like.
Of Max Weinberg.
I wanted to find cake of Max Weinberg.
No, they're totally a real thing.
They seem to be.
Erotic cake? Oh, yeah.
I mean, is it just, it's just a cake that's shaped like a penis?
Yeah, it's like for bachelor parties or bachelorette parties.
Erotic Bakery, Bachelorette, and Bachelor Bakery, Chicago, Illinois. Yep, okay.
All right, that place makes it real.
All right. You guys are looking up all those math problems, and I'm like, yeah, but what about erotic cakes?
Yeah, but a cake shaped like an ass. I don't know.
Speaking of those math problems, did we ever figure out?
No, we were actually trying to figure out if any of the equations in Homer Cubed were real.
Him.
One of which is 17.
Plus one.
One of which is, remembering my elementary math correctly, I believe is true. 1 + 1 = 2.
That one seems accurate.
That one is amazing. One of them was just a sequence of numbers, which is awesome, but it was also a whole bunch, and it was hard to...
Yeah, probably had a certain pattern or something. That was
right, exactly. But the one that we tried to figure out, but our actual calculators, our phone calculators... was 1782 plus 19... Sorry, 1782 plus... 1841 plus 1922, and they're all to the 12th power. I fucked that way up.
Oh, no, but
1782 to the 12th plus 1841 to the 12th equals 1922 to the 12th.
Is there any way that can be true? That doesn't...
Well, yeah. I mean, you just have to, like, actually calculate it out. They probably just... Yeah, I don't know.
Right.
Okay,
It's basically gave me a... Type in the first one gives you a huge number, and I'm like, let's just watch this.
Warren, do you think that your microphone can just... figure that equation out if we just ask it real quick?
Probably.
All right. Do it.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Oh, well, there you go.
Wow, it's so weird. It came from to the
right. We could ask Siri.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's the next thing we'll do. We'll ask Siri.
Yeah, fair enough.
Let's move on.
That was a great one. It was a fantastic one.
Cool. What's the next on our...
Oh, yeah.
We'll try this.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So this is when we enter in all...
Oh, right. We're going to use the Simpsons World app for the
first
time.
Yeah, now we're going into the Danger Zone.
Yeah, so seasons 1 through 25, and we will be watching season 22.
Season 22.
Holy
shit.
Yeah,
so
that'd
be
21, right.
Yeah.
That is deep in the Danger Zone.
It really is.
Okay.
I have no idea what's in that.
I don't know either.
Yeah. Okay, so Warren, let's hear your voice and quote.
All right. So I got my quote in front of me.
All right.
Oh, let's get some applesauce out here for these pork chops.
I've definitely got the character.
Okay. Let's get one more time.
Oh, and let's get some applesauce out here for these pork chops.
Oh, I think I got it. Okay, let's watch the episode.
Oh, yeah, mine's easy. Yeah.
Yeah, easy.
All right, Treehouse of Horror 21.
Blip, 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 blip. This is my voice on TV.
Treehouse of Horror 21. You guys.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay.
Okay. God damn it.
The danger zone just got very real. Like,
it's really hard to be watching, to watch two. That's why we need to put them in the middle. Like
yeah,
you
yeah. I need to put them in the, or maybe make this Simpsons classic mixtape.
Right.
Or classic Simpsons mixtape.
No,
what fucking pussies.
Like. Yeah, exactly.
You're right.
We love The Simpsons so much, we're willing to look at its ugly. It's just like, if you're going to love Harvey Dent, you got to love Two-Face.
No, you...
Just like Batman does. He loves both.
Okay, so I did not... It's funny because, like, I want to give every episode their shot, and I'm sure we will, but, like... I didn't want to make the podcast about, like, ripping on the new seasons or whatever, but then, like, yeah, fuck! Like...
We're trying to stay positive, so...
Yeah,
I guess we can go through what...
We don't have to stay... We don't have to stay positive.
No, that's the thing. That's what I was going to say. Now that I saw it, I'm like, no, screw those new writers.
Yeah.
This was terrible.
It was pretty bad. It was
and it
pretty
had
awful.
Its moments, but, man, they were few and
the,
far
the,
between.
The fucking awful thing about this is that... They had so many opportunities for jokes that they flew right past, and they didn't. It did a horrible job. So
I'm just wondering the fact that I'm the calm one,
right? Yeah,
yeah, and that's the ones we got to look out for.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so there was one joke where Milhouse in the beginning of the board game. Okay, so sorry, the actual episode, the individual Treehouse of Horror
segments
were called War and Pieces.
Which was a Jumanji parody with Hugh Laurie.
That's the next one.
Oh, that's the next one. Okay,
it was a Jumanji parody where, like, a bunch of board games basically come to life.
Which actually kind of reminded me of the one we just watched
of the 50-foot ice horse. Right, actually, and that was of the three, that one was my favorite, actually. I thought that one had some decent jokes in it.
Yeah, okay.
I think I said, God damn it, the least amount of times.
No, that one was when I noticed, like, we were all, like, I don't know. There's such a change in mood where when you do laugh, it's mostly like in the old episodes, laughter is like, and you know what's coming, but still, like the new one, it was like, you know, like,
it was more of a hiss.
Yeah. Like, yeah. We feel like I should laugh at some point. Right?
Okay. So, but the one that I noticed, the first joke that I noticed where they missed an opportunity was Milhouse saying when Bart hit him in the eye, he said, my non-lazy eye.
Which was good.
Which was fine. And then later on, Bart hits him in the other eye, and he says, ow, my other eye.
Yeah, Marge hits him in the other
eye. Or that's right, Marge hits him in the eye. Which is...
And he says, my other eye.
My other eye,
like,
instead of
my lazy eye.
My lazy eye.
Yeah.
What the fuck? That is...
Yeah, no, it's obviously bad. It's weird how... Yeah.
It's mind-boggling. It really is. Every time I watch one of these, it is so crazy to me to think about, Warren, you're in it. You're in this. This is what this is about.
You guys are mad about the eye. I get it. Like...
It makes me mad because I feel like anyone can watch this and just see this the huge, vast difference.
That's
like,
true.
I mean,
Huge vast deference? Is that what you said?
The huge vast deference. That's the problem. These writers are mad because they have a huge vast deference.
Yeah.
And their cum and pee are just mixing all together.
It's a hard switch.
Okay, so with the second one, which was, I think, the worst, maybe, was the Master and Commander parody, I suppose.
Yeah, no. I looked it up. It's, where was it? It's an Australian film with you guys can tell them what's about. I'll look it up.
Well, yeah, Homer and Marge are on a boat, and that's right. That's when Hugh Laurie washes up, and they think he's a killer. He's not, and they just end up
It's a Dead Calm is the movie.
Okay. Well, then that's interesting.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Sam Neill. Nicole
See, you know
Kidman,
what? That's actually
James.
That's great because they're.
I wouldn't
they're,
say great.
Well, it, they're parodying something.
No, they are parodying
that,
an actual
is,
horror movie,
which is good.
Yeah, yeah.
But
there
they
are,
called it something that you thought it was a parody of Master and Commander, so I was confused.
Right. But at least they're parodying horror movies, where in these new Treehouse of Horrors, they actually don't. Sometimes they just parody Mad Men. Or like, and it's like, what?
Yeah.
Do or, at least do something scary. Right.
They do like a parody of their lunch that day or something.
Right. Well, and you know, and in the long run,
which was a very not.
And I want to say this too. In the long run, no matter what you do, no matter what they do, there's probably always an example from the past where they did it funny. Like, oh, okay, well that happened in this one where it wasn't based on something, but it was funny. You know, it's like it was good and it was
well
written.
Well,
that's
I'll say
just not what.
Oh, I'm sorry. I mean,
no, this, go ahead.
I'll say one thing that was like infuriating about this is most of the jokes in this particular thing. First of all, Marge was like incredibly fit, like in a tiny.
Yeah,
bikini.
I'd say I
mean,
yeah,
and that's fine. I mean, like you know, if that's what they need to do,
they've done sexy Marge before.
Yeah, right. But that got all the jokes going about Homer getting aroused and like so it
and the
a,
sound it'd, going boing.
It'd make a boner sound. That's
ooh,
his
I
ringtone.
Got a text. Yeah, right. There were so many sex jokes, like it was. It was Three's Company. Yeah.
I was actually going to say it was more like Austin Powers.
Yeah.
Right.
And whereas, like, you have the first Austin Powers, and they do the melons in front of the boobs joke. And then the second one happens, you're like, oh, okay, well, they took it further. That's good. And then you see the third one, you're like, all right, let's not do any more, like, hiding your genitals behind something.
Right.
And The Simpsons are now doing that, you know, 15, 20 years later.
Right, yeah. it's just, like, they should have taken it to a place where it was either making fun of itself or it was... another height. I feel like it was just the same joke repeated three times, and it was
and then it ended in that segment ended in a way that you thought was like, oh, good joke, good, that's funny, which was it backed up from the boat and you see that it's a toy in Maggie's bathtub, and you know, Marge says, I wonder what she thinks about it. Should have ended there, but then she turned into like Maggie turned into this Clockwork Orange character for no fucking reason.
And they just really hammered the Clockwork Orange joke. Like, they were like, she did the look, her eyelashes were darker, and we're like, oh, yeah, Clockwork Orange. And then she put on the hat, and we're like, yeah, Clockwork Orange, we get it. And then she did something else, and we're like, oh, my God, we get it.
Yeah, I think my favorite, though, is everybody enjoyed the fact that the whole murder mystery took place on the toy boat. And it backed out, and in fact, every one of us, like, you can feel the energy, and we're like, oh, that's
there we
pretty
go.
Neat.
It's a good
like,
joke.
It's a dark thing. And, like, then they added the Clockwork Orange, and I was like, all right. And then they kept going to the point where everybody became so angry.
So fucking angry. Like, what was the other? There was another point where I said, oh, that's a good joke. Oh, that's right. Okay, so the third one was Tween Light, which was a parody on Twilight, which was guest starring Daniel Radcliffe. Oh, now it's actually pretty funny.
It totally redeems itself.
Hey, no quoting other media.
I'm sorry.
That's dumb and dumb.
You're right, I'm sorry.
Yeah, so Daniel Radcliffe played the Edward Cullen character, and it was I know the name, and it
fucking
was
awful.
Yeah, so there was a funny joke at one point where Homer had a cross and he was tossing it at the vampire character, and he said, "How ironic, a cross used to kill someone." And that was like, oh,
that was not bad, because that was Homer being clever without him realizing it.
Yeah.
Where they recently have just been doing Homer being clever, and it's like, Homer's not clever.
Yeah.
He's not smart and witty. He's dumb. So when they do that well, it's I agree.
Yeah.
That was,
I think maybe for the Danger Zone segments, we should always have a. The funny joke of the episode.
Right, yeah. We didn't talk about it, but I think but there was one in the Master and Cadaver one that we laughed at, which was Homer looking at Marge, and they were like about to get busy, if you know what I mean.
I don't.
Doing it.
Oh, right, okay.
On the boat.
Okay, go on.
See, and I would never consider myself busy. I don't know why they call it that.
I mean, this is.
Then why do you have on that green visor and you have and you're doing your taxes
like a 1920s accountant?
Right.
I would have said what that thing is if I could think of it. I know what it is.
What?
That thing where you're like,
oh, the little adding machine.
Adding machine. Ah, boy.
But do go on.
It was Homer looking at Marge when they're about to get busy, and he says, ooh, babe. And then she's looking over his shoulder at the Hugh Laurie character. Oh, baby, I like it when you're distracted.
That's right.
And that's not bad. That's not bad. Yeah. It was a island of hope in the middle of this shit.
Yeah.
See.
And go ahead and what were you going
to
say, Warren?
I was just going to say, too, I felt like that particular segment, like they tried to cram, I feel like, the entire movie into like that little however long those segments, 7 minutes or whatever.
Yeah.
It was like, made no sense by the end. Like, they just crammed the whole movie into 7 minutes.
I was even thinking before we watched these that, like, they have to fit, like, almost an entire episode of Simpsons into... I mean, not an entire episode, but, like, they fit a beginning, middle, and end into a, like, roughly 7 minutes of a show.
Yeah.
Less than. But with this one, it felt like they were cramming in so much that it felt faster.
Yeah.
And, like, they were speeding through their lines like way too fast.
And go ahead, Sam, tell them how how the episode ended.
The episode... Oh, right. And then...
Sam was just so angry at the end. It was so funny. It's like, oh, I know how it ended.
So the episode ended with the tween light one where Homer turns into a vampire, which actually... The joke that happens is that Dracula and the Edward Cullen character, Edmund... they both bite Homer and then they both get really fat because Homer's blood has a lot of cholesterol in it, which is funny. Like, I was like, oh, that's funny. It's a Homer. Yeah. Homer's fat joke. That's fine. And then Homer turns into a bat and then flies away, but he's too fat. So he flies down and then Milhouse comes out. Milhouse, who is now a poodle from earlier
in the episode,
comes and grabs Homer and takes him away. And then Lisa looks down and it's over. That's the final joke of the Halloween special. Lisa looks at what just happened.
She looks disappointed. It's almost like she's looking at us.
It's kind of like
she's disappointed in us for watching the episode.
Actually, I thought this was kind of funny too. There was a Homer or there's a Yogi Bear. In there as well.
The Homer version of Yogi Bear from, I forget what episode it is, but it's a very funny little segment in like an eighth or ninth season episode where he's dreaming about being Yogi the Bear. Yeah.
And I guess it's Homer Yogi. Is it Homer Yogi?
It is.
Okay,
but it's
so
not
it's Homer Yogi,
he's
but
carrying
it's not
the head
Ranger
of him.
Ned.
Right.
Which is, like, why would you not just make it Ranger Ned?
Yeah.
It'd be the easiest. In fact, you can probably draw Ned better than you can draw this random non-Ned person.
They could have been thinking, devil's advocate here, oh, he's killing more. He's killing more Rangers. Like, oh, this is the continuation of the story. I would have rather watched the continuation of Yogi Homer's story than this stupid episode.
Don't you defend them. Don't you do that.
Okay, all right. Let's end on a bright note.
Yes,
which is Warren's.
Warren, give us your...
Yeah,
let's do this again.
Yes, you do.
Yes, all you right, do.
Right. Bring us some light in this dreary world that we've created.
God, it's so dark in here.
Let's get some applesauce out here for these pork chops.
Okay, so it's Uter.
Ooh, okay, and I know the quote. Do you know the quote?
Go ahead.
I think it's the quote from, it's the quote that Homer says to the aliens when they're on the spaceship, and he's demanding applesauce, and they're feeding them because they think that they're gonna.
Yeah,
and that's in the first Treehouse Horror, right?
Yep.
Oh,
yeah, first I think we all kind of thought we'd fool each other by going to like Treehouse One. I feel like because he had.
Yeah, Dream House.
I already had this in my head, and you guys were talking about the chef. I'm like, they're gonna get
that.
I'm too lazy to think about
that. That's a good one.
Okay, so I'm still in Pseudo Chum. If you guys want to come see Pseudo Chum, if you're in the Chicago area, Sam, what do you got to plug?
I got a couple of Herald shows at I.O. coming up, one on the 2nd, and that's the first one, and then we'll have a few more after that, and then Spotty Truth, which Warren and I are a part of, still does not have any regular shows. we are going to be performing in Elgin pretty soon, so if anyone out there who regularly listens... to none of these podcasts that we've posted yet wants to come out, that'd be great. But we're basically just kind of like going around to, you know, festivals and like random one-off things right now.
So you can just check us out on Facebook and see where we're at and stuff like that. So that's what I got too. So
So go ahead.
I was gonna say I'll write the next Simpsons Treehouse of Horror.
I bet you could come up with one pretty well. Here, come up with the Simpsons I challenge you right now to come
right
up
now.
Simpsons
right
Treehouse now. Of Horror title
segment.
Like you know how they're all puns and they're all kind of you know.
Just, oh, that's true.
Or yeah, come up with a concept. Come up with one right now.
The people under the stairs, but stairs is spelled S-T-A-R-E-S. And they all have vision problems.
That's already a million times.
Sam? And they're saved by the guy at Lens Crafters. That's how. All
right, Sam. How about you?
And then we're gonna have Melissa Joan Hart as the celebrity voice actor because that's what The Simpsons do. Is they get celebrities. It's funny. It's funny when a celebrity does it. Hugh Laurie.
All right, Sam. How about you?
Okay. Oh, jeez. All right. God, how dare you put me on the spot?
Okay,
like
okay. How about me? I got one that I'll do. It's a spoof on Carrie, but it's really just Homer carrying around Bart the whole time. Because he's literally carrying Bart.
That's pretty good.
And then he drinks the bucket of pig's blood.
Right, exactly.
Because he's fat.
Yeah, because he's fat. Yeah. And he'll say, pig's blood.
Yeah.
Okay, I got
one. And there's no explanation for why he's carrying Bart around at all.
Okay, it's the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. And it's basically where Homer dresses up. Hey, Homer finds a mask that it looks like the Leatherface mask. And he goes to this house, not unlike Eyes Wide Shut. And he finds a Leatherface family, and I'm just as bad as these. I'm sorry.
And then that's his secret second family. That one looks like Marge or something. Yeah.
And then Armin Tanzarian walks in and says, "I started all of this. I apologize. This was my fault." Happy Halloween, everyone.
Oh, how about Children of the Kern? And it's like Kearney's kids in Nebraska.
Oh shit. Oh no! Is there? Ooh, I got one. I think that was dead air right there. I think I got one. In Studious, and it's all about how Disco Stew dies and turns into a ghost, and that's it. That's all I have.
How about? It's one called. It's a segment of Treehouse of Horror called Treehouse of Horrors. Where it's really just a bunch of hookers doing an episode of The Simpsons I'm going to go look at the internet.
It's that time of night, ladies and gentlemen. Aaron's going to go look at the internet in his room. He's going to close the door, and we all know what that means. Thank you very much for joining us on Simpsons Mixtape.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween. Please be safe, and don't eat any candy.
You'll get nightmares.
You'll get nightmares.
And they will look a lot like Simpsons seasons 15 and on.
Good night, everybody. Thank you.
Good night.